Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back for another video. In this one, we're going to look at exactly who the best players we should be buying for Gaming 30 and beyond. The projections are from FPL Review, and we've got the added benefit of having the next 5 Game Weeks column, which factors in Double Game Week 34 now, which is something to keep in mind with every transfer we make between now and then. So let's start with the keepers, and there's some really good fixtures this week from a defensive perspective. We've got Chelsea against Burnley, we've got Spurs against Luton, and Fulham against Sheffield United. Petrovic tops the keepers table with 3.9 points for his game on Saturday. Although he's got no double in Game Week 34, Chelsea have got 2 postponements to rearrange still, which is going to come in either Game Week 35 or 36, and then again in 37. He's got Burnley, Sheffield United and Everton in his next 4 games, and he's only 4.5 mil. He's cemented his spot as the first choice keeper now, having started every game since Game Week 17. Burnley's 28.6 expected goals this season ranks second worst. Vicario is second on the keeper's table, projecting 30.8 points, facing a bare-bones Luton side at home. Spurs are in the same boat as Chelsea, and they've got 2 postponements to come in Game Week 35 or 36, and then again in 37. However, in their case, they're the only team that will blank in 34, which is something to keep in mind. Therefore, his projections over the next 5 are lowest in this table, but not relevant if you've got double gamic keeper to play in 34. Lots of us have still got Neto from Bournemouth's recent double gamic as an example. Johnston's reportedly picked up an elbow injury and he could miss the run-in, so Henderson could emerge as a solid pick for only 4.4 mil. If Glasner confirms Johnston won't feature this season, Palace have got a home double in gamic 34 against West Ham and Newcastle. If you're thinking of wildcarding this week or you've got the chip active already, make sure you watch the video from Monday of all the wildcard picks to consider. That'll be on screen at the end. In that one, we had Raya and Petrovic as the 2 keepers of choice in goal. A bit expensive, but it gives you the benefit of 4 double game weeks between them both for the run-in. Moving on to defenders. Horry tops the table this week with 5 projected points against Luton, followed by Chilwell, Udogie and Disasi. Gusto's flags caused him to drop off the table, but he's also an excellent option for 4.2 mil. He withdrew from international duty with flu, but he's reportedly fine and he'll make the Burnley game. In my eyes, he's actually the better pick than Chilwell, even though he's way cheaper. He's not injury prone, and he's got no competition until James' return later in the season. So neither Spurs or Chelsea doubling Game Week 34 as we know. However, I've made a quick graphic here showing their potential doubles. There's an extremely small chance of a triple Game Week 37, but realistically it's going to be a double in 35 or 36, which makes more sense. Probably only a 5% chance of a triple, so we'll rule that out. So if it falls in Game Week 35, then Chelsea's double will be Villa and Tottenham, and Tottenham's double will be Arsenal and Chelsea. If it falls in Game Week 36, then Chelsea's double will look better with West Ham and Tottenham, and Tottenham's wouldn't look great either with Liverpool and Chelsea. Ben Crennan's predicted Double Game Week 36 to be the likeliest outcome. Liverpool are home to Brighton after the break, so Bradley's projected 4.1 points and Van Dijk 3.8 points. If money's no object, then Van Dijk's the clear better pick, albeit 2.4 mil separating them. Trent's expected to be back around the 7th of April, which means Bradley's probably only good for 2 game weeks. However, 2 very good back-to-back fixtures. And of course, if you plan to free hit in Game Week 34, then there's no reason to overlook him in particular, and you can take the short-term gains. With Arsenal away to City, it's a week to bench your Arsenal defenders, which a lot of us have, so this segment will be particularly important if you need to bring in a defender to maximise your defence points. However, given Arsenal's doubling Game Week 34, keep hold of all your Arsenal assets, again unless you're free hitting in Game Week 34 anyway. If you're looking for some super cheap defenders to build towards for Game Week 34, Munoz has been playing really well in the wing-back for Palace, and he's only 4.5 mil, and he scored for Colombia over the break. Richards for Palace, only 3.9 mil. Incredible enabler, and he started every game since Game Week 14, and Branthwaite's also good for 4.2 mil. Aiton Norrie's been quality as well recently, and he's only 4.5 mil, and he's got double in 34 as well. If you're playing the new game mode, FPL Challenge, I think the best bet for a chance of winning every week is to back a particular fixture as bold as possible. For example, quadruple Chelsea defence against Burnley plus Palmer. When you think about it, much like how the team of the week is often a really random team that no one would ever pick, but at least in FPL Challenge there's no rank on the line, so you can start fresh every week. So that's how I'm going to approach it for the first round anyway. I'd like to know what everyone thinks of the new game mode though, let us know in the comments. So let's move on to midfielders, and it's looking like a divided week for captaincy. Son's projected 7.8 points against Luton, and Salah 7.2 points against Brighton. No doubt, Salah's ownership's about to skyrocket after this game week, as millions are going to look to bring him in for the Sheffield United home game in game week 31, and of course a double game week around the corner next month. So you could see it as an opportunity to back a comparatively differential Salah to Son this week. Richarlison made the bench in a 3-0 loss over Fulham before the break, and he was subbed on. And he's expected to start this one, hence he's back on the table with 6.2 points. We could be on for a few high-scoring games this week. Just above Richarlison is Palmer on 6.4 points. If you sold him a few weeks back to target the doubles, then it's the ideal time to get him back in with a home game to Burnley. So the question is, are Man United starting to turn a corner? They've won 5 and lost 2 in their last 7, and they face Brentford next, who are also missing a ton of players to injury. Bruno's projected 4.9 points, and he's got a goal and 2 assists in his last 3. And of course Garnacho's been doing well and he's much cheaper. There could be someone that we turn to later in the season, if not now. From game week 35, Man United's fixtures are Sheffield United home, Burnley home, and then double game week 37. Gordon just misses out making the table this week, projected 4.6 points. Newcastle have got back-to-back home games to West Ham and Everton next. Moving on to the forwards, and on the subject of Newcastle, there's nothing between Haaland and Isak this week at the top of the table. Haaland 5.7 points, Isak 5.6 points. When he's played, he's been immense this season, but he has been in and out of the team of injury at points. 12 goals and 17 starts, which is impressive reading, and he's scored in his last 2 as well. Villa returned from the break home to Wolves, and Watkins is projected 5.5 points. A huge decision on the wildcard is whether to keep him or take a chance selling him. He is still the top scorer in the game, however after this weekend Villa have got City, and no doubles to come for the rest of the season. Villa's 52.7 expected goals this season ranks 4th after Liverpool, City and Arsenal. Likewise, Watkins himself ranks 4th among all players in the league for expected goal involvement with 17.92 XGI. Only Haaland, Saka and Salah have registered a higher XGI. Let us know in the comments if you plan to sell Watkins in the coming weeks or if you're keeping him regardless. Villa are one of 7 teams that won't have any further doubles this season. Ben Crennan's fixture table here lays out the rest of the season nicely. Double game week 34 is locked in and that's been announced. Double game week 35 or 36 to be confirmed still. And then a double game week 37 in the penultimate game week, we should have 6 teams doubling. Man United, Newcastle and Chelsea among those to double in 37, which does open the door to the likes of Hoyland, Isak and maybe even Jackson. If we look at the next 5 game week projections, it's Haaland top and then it's Solanke and then Darwin. So if you've got Solanke from their double game week a few weeks ago, he's an easy hold. And Bournemouth have got a great round of games before them. They face Everton home, Palace home, Luton away, Man United home and then double game week 34. Only Haaland's got higher expected goals than Solanke across all players this season. We'd be doing a disservice if we didn't talk about Muniz, who's projected 4.4 points against Sheffield United. He was the top scorer last game week, only 4.6 mil. Since game week 23, he's racked up 57 points, only Watkins and Saka have got more of that run with 59 and 58. So he's the absolute perfect enabler, particularly for those of us that are looking for a route back to Salah. In my case, as an example, it'll be Watkins to Muniz in game week 31 when Villa face City, and then I'll use all that spare money to upgrade a midfielder to Salah. One other player to keep an eye on, he's not here, is Cunha. He's returning from injury imminently. He was on fire early in the season until his thigh injury. Between game week 12 to game week 23, he scored 73 points, which was top in the league over that run. And of course, Wolves have a double game week 34, and he's only 5.5 mil. Thanks for watching. If this video was helpful, make sure you drop it a like and make sure you're subscribing. There's more FPL content to come this week. See you soon for the next one. Sports Social Podcast Network.